is our last West Coast gig of our first trip out of the West Coast, and it's been an amazing time, I can't tell you. Starting tomorrow, we're taking a sharp right turn, heading east. And we just want to thank all of you. A lot of you people have been coming to a lot of the West Coast shows, and it's really been a great time. We'll never forget it. Thank you. So we thought we'd sing you a little song here as the night comes to an end. About a great, great man that we once knew, that we want you all to, we feel that you all should know him too, because he really played an important part in our life, and we probably never would have been out here on the West Coast without knowing this great, great man. It was this man that first gave us the description of the kind of music, the kind of band that we should be. Early on, many years ago, I can remember his words as he spoke to us, telling us just what type of band we should be.
Art rock is a long extinct dinosaur. The only real outlet for pointless instrumental noodling as a rock band isn't a deadhead band. But if you're too smart or think you are for that, what do you do? Maybe you play art rock anyway. But tart it up with a camp sensibility so no one can accuse you of really being a plastic dinosaur. Unamusing as can be, these guys should definitely cut bait.
Yes, it was a great man who spoke those words. Many years ago, give me a little backup vocals here. Many years ago, from high atop a mountain in the distance, his words came down to us. He was a great man, the author of the Helping Friendly book, ladies and gentlemen. We looked up at him and we knew that someday his words would echo all the way across the country to the Pacific Ocean. Because this man, he was no ordinary man. He was the great and knowledgeable, the one, the man who spoke to us, his name was the great and knowledgeable, the one and only, who will live forever, all the way around the world, from sea to shining sea, the words of the great and knowledgeable, the one, the great and knowledgeable, Iculus. Yeah, my children are old enough to read Iculus. A cold and lonely night, running the pace of her fright. Look at her face tonight.